Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are a few seconds late. That is my fault for not paying attention to the clock. But we are live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And, boy, we've got a lot to talk about. Currently, I'm waiting for Ghetto Fabulous Mike Malakas to call in to give a recap of Chaos at the Crow, which happened nearly 2 weeks ago now. My mind just went completely blank. Payback was this past weekend, and Roman Reigns is, of course, still WWE World Heavyweight Champion after defeating AJ Styles in what was actually a really good match between Styles and Reigns. And apparently, after Payback and before Raw on Monday night, Ryback was sent home due to a dispute with the company over equal pay. And it's not your traditional equal pay dispute. It's not equal pay for men and women, it's equal pay for everybody. It's, if you don't know how pay in professional wrestling usually works, the guys who lose get paid less than the guys who win. That's how it goes in prize fighting, that's how it is in professional wrestling. And the Ryback, since wrestling is predetermined, believes that everybody should be paid equally. And to a point, I don't disagree with him, but if you don't make money for the company, which honestly Ryback doesn't really, I mean, he's not that great. He's not much of a draw. If I was running things, I wouldn't book him at all. I would fire him a long time ago, but that's just me. He's boring. He's basically a Goldberg rehash. We've already had one of those named Gilbert. Ryback is basically Gilbert with muscles. So I don't completely disagree with Ryback, but you have to be entertaining. You have to be able to draw. You have to put butts in seats, which personally I don't think Ryback does. I think Ryback keeps butts out of seats. Um, he's just, to me, not interesting at all. So there's that. And you know, since I've been back, I there's something that I've been meaning to talk about. And, you know, I mentioned the fact that China passed away the week that it happened, or the week after it happened. The thing that I didn't talk about was while we were on our extended hiatus, while I was away dealing with my medical issues, two of the all-time greats, Rowdy Roddy Piper and Dusty Rhodes, both passed away really within about a month of each other. Passed away about 2 weeks apart, and that was last summer, and you know, I never mentioned it, but so I'd like to send out condolences to their family and friends and all their fans who like me were big fans of both of those all-time great legends. On to Extreme Rules, which is upcoming on May 22nd, which is actually shaping up to be an excellent show, an excellent card. You've got the World Tag Team Champions, The New Day defending against the Vaudevillains, which I think that will be a very interesting match. Completely different styles of tag teams. You've got Roman Reigns defending the WWE World Heavyweight Championship against AJ Styles in an Extreme Rules match, which to me just means Gallows and Anderson are going to interfere again and probably cost Reigns the title. Unless we see, and this is a possibility, unless we see the reforming of the Shield with the return of Seth Rollins and the reemergence of Dean Ambrose to help his brother. And also we've got a submission match for the WWE Women's Championship. Charlotte defends against Natalya, and Ric Flair is banned from ringside. And hopefully, Charles Robinson will not be the referee, because if anybody saw Payback, you saw a rehashing of the Montreal Screwjob, where Natalya did not give up. Charles Robinson immediately rang the bell, much like Earl Hebner did to Bret Hart at the 1997 Survivor Series. And, of course, this all happened with Bret Hart at ringside in the corner of his niece, Natalya. Digress on that. I'm still waiting and hoping that one of my callers will call in tonight. and give me something interesting to talk about. Because as things stand right now, oh, I do want to mention that this past Saturday at in Fairfield, Ohio, at the UAW Hall, Sean the Virus Hard Drive cashed in his golden opportunity and became the new NWF heavyweight champion after competing in the 8-man Thunderdome cage match that he lost. But then, as I said, he cashed in his golden ticket against Nasty Russ and was able to capture the NWF Heavyweight Championship. Their next show is, I believe, May 21st in Fairfield. Of course, they have their weekly show at Bone Crushers in Cincinnati. But their next big monthly show, I believe, is May 21st in Fairfield. So I am sitting here talking to myself, apparently. But if anybody out there is listening and you want to call in, the phone number to do so is 323-870-3411. Again, that's 323-870-3411. And I will talk about any topic you want, wrestling related. I'll talk about the women's division. I'll talk about the tag team division. Also, before I forget, now that I mentioned tag teams, if you were watching Payback, you saw Enzo Amore, who, in my opinion, is the best talker on the main roster right now, maybe even in the whole company, injure himself sliding out of the ring or getting thrown out of the ring, catching his head on the bottom rope, and suffering a what is being called a severe concussion. And now that I've given out the phone number twice, you're on the air.
Ace.
What's up?
What up? Did you miss me?
Not really, but I'm glad somebody finally called in.
Yeah, well, I thought you had a guest caller.
I'm supposed to, and I'm not sure what's going on with that. If I call in at 11:30 like he always does.
We doing a two-parter?
We're doing an hour.
Oh, shit. We're doing an hour.
I'm doing an hour. I figured might as well.
Well, hell yeah.
He has a lot to talk about.
Nah. Same shit, different day.
Not you, him. I know you never had
okay.
much to talk about.
Yeah, no, not really. Not really. So continue talking about Enzo Amore.
Yes. I don't know if you saw what happened, but man, that was
yeah,
ugly.
I saw what happened.
But I'm going to have to remember to call you tomorrow because I got some business I need to discuss with you.
Yeah, you were supposed to call me last week and you never did.
Yeah, well, I got busy.
Eh, it happens. Well, I got a chance. Oh. Well, you're out now, and, you know, you're doing the show.
No,
and...
no, no. Actually, that was the week before, but anyway. So you were going to say something else. I cut you off, apparently.
I said, while I had a chance this Saturday, the FWO will be in Saginaw, Michigan for UWA Cinco de Mayo.
How many of you will be making that trip?
Well, we've got myself. We've got the giant one, Kevin Cook. The Hobbit one, Aaron Gunn. And the King of Fool Nelson's, Justin Dream.
Sounds like you got the full...
We're missing one member. He's hanging behind. We're missing Nero.
You got Nero to join the FWO?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Come on,
that's
Ace, dead air, come on.
Yeah. I'm thinking that information just kind of threw me for a loop.
Oh, you'd be surprised what the FWO can pull off nowadays, son.
I don't know if I'd be too surprised, but that one really just kind of threw me there for a minute.
I mean, come on, have you not seen the group running around trying to be us?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it's kind of sad, really.
It's Dan Hansen trying to get himself another 15 minutes of fame by riding my coattails. It's okay, Dan. I mean, I've put up with it for this long. You know, and I don't like it. It's, and my lawyer's taking action. I mean, like I said, I won't be in town for Night of the Steel Cage 250 or whatever they're calling it over here at Tough. But I got a feeling that their opponents will make some stuff happen for me. So, I mean. My lawyer may not have to get involved. It may be squashed after Saturday night. maybe a mood point, if you will.
Who
Let's
are
just say the FWO.
Who
if you want beautiful results,
go ahead, Ace.
You know me. I said, who are their opponents? Because you know me, I may be able to reach some points.
Oh, their opponents. You haven't heard their opponents. Their opponents would be the reformation of this little group called, I don't know, what is it? It's coming to me. Oh, the Empire?
Oh, I don't have to grease those palms.
Oh yeah. I mean, Ryan Freeman, Bigger Black, Tony freaking Evergreen, the Jawbreaker, Tony freaking Evergreen.
Yeah, I don't have to grease them. My palms. They'll take care of business.
Hold on. I forgot something. The nose-busting, jaw-breaking, Tony freaking Evergreen. But what's throwing me for a loop is they got this mystery guy. Like, I don't know who this mystery guy is, and it's kind of, you know... I just don't know. But, like I said, apparently TPW management has saw fit to make this match loser leaves tough match.
Wow.
So, my thing is, I've got my lawyer on standby just in case. And these coattail riding, Fatone wannabe, you know, they all just want to be me, Ace. I mean, that's what it really boils down to.
Well, you know, everybody wants to be fat, so.
I mean, what gets me is you got Outlaw. Outlaw, of all people, came off the shelf. He was sitting at home eating bonbons, watching Oprah, dreaming of the glory days. And he came back off the shelf to team with Dan Hansen to try to be me. Dan Hansen thinks Outlaw can be me. Just because Outlaw trained me doesn't mean Outlaw can be me. I am Outlaw. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. It's THC now. Yeah. He THC. If he thinks he can be me, I am THC. I am Outlaw 2.0. I am the better model. You ever seen the $6 million man? He's the before, and I'm the after.
Yes, I have seen it. Yes, you are the newer model. You are a vast improvement from that old man.
And he thinks it's getting to me, him running around with my retired shirts. I mean, my thing is, where did he get these shirts? Hell, I can't even get these shirts anymore. And I don't have any of the version 1 shirts left. That's what's getting me. I missed my version 1 shirt. And my girlfriend's got one, and I can't even get one. What was that, Ace?
Why do you miss that shirt so much?
Because it was the first one, and there's a spot where my stuff is. I've got the second generation. I've got the third generation red and blacks. I don't have the first generation. It's kind of a sentimental value, you know? It's kind of, I had the whole series, and
yeah,
I'm kind of releasing them in series. Once the series is sold out, you'll never be able to get that shirt again. Ever.
Yeah, I can understand how that could have some sentimental value, but...
I mean, I can only be diplomatic about it for so long.
Speaking of which, I'm still waiting for my shirt.
Ace, it's, I mean, I've got one small, the red and black left, bro. I mean, can you fit into a small?
No.
Okay, then. I mean, it's not my fault.
No.
I took him to Richmond, Indiana, and sold out a half of them the first night.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I can't even come close to fitting in a small.
Well, I mean, we can cut it down to size. You can make it a vest.
That would just about have to work. Although
yeah,
I don't
know
if my head could even fit through a small.
You do have a pretty big head, Ace.
No, what can I say? It takes a big head to hold all these brains.
That's why you are balanced, ain't it, Ace?
Something like that.
Did you ever get your award, by the way?
My what?
Your award. You won an award.
What award was that?
Best kept gimmick ever in the history of wrestling. Didn't you get this?
Oh, you got jokes.
I mean,
what
seriously,
I
you
say?
Didn't get your award?
No, I didn't get my award.
Well, what the hell? I'm gonna have to have my people call your people.
You do that. You have your people call my people.
I mean, you know, I'm sorry they found out about it. You know, they finally got around the kayfabe and, you know, broke the gimmick apart. But hell, it happens to the best of us, you know. But hey, I mean, at least it's not going to take you 20 minutes to get to the ring now. I mean, you should be able to walk normal.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, you go jog to the ring? Damn, he go jog. I missed you, Ace.
Yeah, what can I say? Hated by many, respected by few.
Ah, I love you, Ace. I wouldn't pick on you so much if I didn't like you.
Yeah, I can understand that, I guess.
Yeah. By the way, Davidson said that check, that last check bounced like a, what did he say? Bounced like a rubber tree after a beaver cut it down. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that one either, but.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, you know it's Davidson.
Yeah, that explains that completely.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm gonna get a. You know, I see on Facebook everybody starting these change.org petitions and, you know, this for this and that and help this guy do this and, you know, help Shane McMahon take over WWE. Ooh, like, it's a fucking internet petition, okay? But I think I'm going to start one and it's simply just going to say, fuck you, Davidson. And I'm going to see how many people I can get to sign up to say, fuck you, Davidson. And that's all it is. And I'll explicitly put, this is just for the people who want to tell Nicholas Davidson, fuck you. Please sign this to tell Nicholas Davidson, fuck you. And it will be sent directly to Nicholas Davidson, so he knows how much you people want him to fuck himself. It sounds like something you can get behind, doesn't it, Ace?
Absolutely. That absolutely sounds like something I would get behind.
Exactly. I think a lot of people would get behind that.
As a matter of fact, if you get that going, let me know and all that. I'll definitely sign that.
I'm actually working on that right now as we speak.
You would start working on that right now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I am a multitasker, Ace Diamond. Especially since I've taken my medicine.
Uh-huh. I got you.
All right, let's try this. Let's see if they'll let me manipulate their system for my own twisted amusement. It won't let me get started now. There it goes. So, Ace, let's fill us in on some WWE news while we're sitting here waiting.
Okay, what kind of WWE news?
I don't know. You watch more WWE than I do, so just start spilling stuff. You heard about Ryback? Let's talk about Ryback.
Yeah, I already wasted enough time on Ryback.
I kind of liked Ryback. He was a good big guy.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He was horrible.
He was a modern-day Goldberg. Come on.
Like I said, he was horrible. They need a modern-day Goldberg. If they wanted a modern-day Goldberg, they just should have signed Goldberg. He's still young enough by WWE standards.
Yeah, but, you know, he wants too much money.
Yeah, well, doesn't everybody?
But they are talking about bringing him back. I mean, it has been rumored for the past 6 months.
I've heard that rumor. I hope it doesn't come true.
Could that be why Ryback is running? Because Goldberg is signing, and Ryback doesn't win the match after running his mouth about Goldberg?
You know, I think that's very possible.
I mean, he did call Goldberg a non-athlete.
Well, that's probably one of the stupidest things he could ever say, considering Goldberg spent time in the NFL.
Yeah, with the Atlanta Falcons, and his, not to mention his college years, was he was a Georgia Bulldog. Bulldog's got a hell of a college football team down there.
Yes, they do.
What about this tag team, the Von Villains? How do you feel about him, them?
You know, I'm actually, I kind of like them. They're a throwback to the old, to the real old school.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
And I kind of enjoy them. So. But
you want to elaborate a little more?
On them, not really. I am a huge fan of Enzo and Big Cass, though. So when Enzo got hurt, I was kind of devastated. Like I said, I think Enzo is probably the best talker on the roster right now.
Well, they did say it was only a concussion. I mean, I know a thing or two about concussions. I know a thing or two about concussions. I mean, I have had 23.
And how is your brain not scrambled eggs?
The medicine that I took earlier.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yes, yes, it does.
I've only had one concussion in my life, and that was due to somebody who shall remain nameless.
Was it Damian Daniels?
No, surprisingly, he never gave me a concussion.
Oh, okay.
It was, somebody that he was very close to, though.
Mike Brody.
Nope.
Natasha Rivers.
That would be the one.
Well, leave it to her.
Yeah, she decided to hit me with a Guitar Hero guitar one night, and those things are hard as hell, and I ended up with a concussion.
Well...
At least it wasn't a rock band guitar. That really would have.
Yeah, them things are heavy. Rock band guitar.
Yeah. Because those are basically real guitars.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, knock on wood, that's the only concussion I've ever received.
I got a no DQ match coming up this Saturday, so.
I'm prepared to probably get another one.
Probably, you know, it's not the plan, though.
But our supposed guest is running out of time.
Retired cop Brian Smith is
and I have not seen or heard anything. Which honestly doesn't surprise me a bit.
He probably got a little too medicated himself.
That's exactly what I was thinking. He got over medicated and.
That, I'm not gonna lie, that's what happened to me. That's why I was late. I mean.
It happens. But I've got some meetings coming up, so hopefully I can make some announcements here in the next couple of weeks.
Hell yeah, Ace. Get your hustle on.
We're not that kind of announcements.
No, I'm saying get your hustle on. Make that money. Come on. You can do it.
Let's see. What else are we going to talk about? Or who else are we going to talk about? You know, I may even go ahead and cut this show at 45 minutes because I think we're running out of things to talk about.
Yeah, well, I'm almost done with this petition.
So you get that petition done, post it, and
alrighty.
Make sure Mr. Davidson sees it.
We'll see what we can do here. You think? Let's see. What else did I see on Monday Night Raw? The Intercontinental title picture. What's going on with that?
You know, that is so convoluted that I'm not really sure what they're going to do with it. What they should do is it should be a fatal four-way. The Miz, Cesaro, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would like to see Cesaro end up with the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, I kind of think Cesaro deserves it. I mean, wasn't he a tag champ? That's about it.
Yeah, that's been about it. No, he actually was the United States champion for a while. Also.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was right after Tyson Kidd had gotten injured, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right, that petition has been shared on Facebook. And there it is. It's just been shared again. There you go, Ace Diamond. It's also going to be shared on the FWO page. go on there and make sure you sign the petition. But since you cut this off early, Ace, I'm going to go ahead and thank everybody for listening to HFW Radio. It's been fun entertaining you for the past half hour. You know, I was late, so I let my co-host do the talking for me. So, Ace Diamond, back to you.
Now that we've got things going...
Did you see the petition, Ace?
I saw it. I signed it.
Yes, and he signed it.
Yes. And... Yeah,
oh, God, it tells me. It sends me an email every time somebody signs the petition.
Your email might blow up tonight.
Probably.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. They won't let me edit it so I can get a certain amount of signatures. Oh, okay. That works. There we go. It's live, people.
Yeah, don't forget to sign the petition. Let's see. What is your take on Anderson and Gallo?
I think they're pushing that a little. I think they're pushing that a little too fast. I think they should have taken that nice and slow and kind of eased them in there. And I mean, I understand it's AJ Styles versus Reigns, but all they're really doing, I mean, the pay-per-view, I saw signs in the audience that said, if AJ wins, we riot. And I'm like, I kind of agree. They're pushing him too quickly.
I don't completely disagree with that. I think if AJ wins, we riot is just a little bit extreme.
I mean, he's only been in the, you know, I mean, he's only been in the E for what? A drop in the bucket, and
you got more deserving guys
that's been busting their ass on the roster that still ain't got it. I mean, I'm sorry. I think Dolph Ziggler should get more of a push.
I 100% agree with you there on him.
I mean, Dolph Ziggler, Curtis Axel, I think he should get more of a push. Let him be his daddy.
I was surprised that Sandow was even in the number one contenders battle royal for the United States title last night.
That's because he's a mid card. Excuse me. It's because it's a mid card title, And they needed jobbers to fill the spot. I mean, and that's how they're looking at Damian. But Damian can work. And that's what I'm saying. They're underutilizing a lot of these guys that they already have. I mean, I understand, you know, you got these new guys that can come in here and do all this flippity-floppity bullshit. But you got these guys on the roster that can do the flippity-floppity bullshit but choose not to because, you know, probably won't let them.
And speaking of flippity-floppity bullshit, that brings me to an interesting question. And there's a team out there that does that kind of thing that I'm personally not a huge fan of, but I want to get your take on, and that's the Young Bucks.
I don't watch Ring of Honor, so I don't know much of them. I mean, from what I've seen of them was a video of them super kicking a 7-year-old, some videos of them making fun of some people, and then there was one video where they hit like 10 super kicks back to back to back to back to back to back. So all I've really seen of these guys,
pretty much every
well, no, like this wasn't even a video of matches. It was just like, I think it was the top 10 super kicks from the Young Bucks.
Yeah, that's
so, I mean,
about right.
But I mean, that's all I've really seen is the Young Bucks super kick. I mean, they like to kick shit. That's all I really know.
But our time is just about out, so.
If you're listening, go out there, sign the petition. If you're listening, go out there, sign the petition. Let Nicholas Davidson know that there are people out there that want him to know that they want him to know. Fuck you, Davidson. Go out there and sign it. It exists. For how long, I don't know, but as of right now, it exists. I'm looking to get maybe about 1,000 signatures. 1,000 signatures. I think I can pull up 1,000.
I think so. That would be awesome. That would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. But it's on the FWO page. We're going to see what we can do.
So, but now that our time is just about out, I am going to end this a few minutes early because of the lack of
shit happens.
So, yes, it does. But
as for Ace Diamond and myself, thanks for listening to HFW Radio. Y'all have a good night.
For my special guest co-host, the fat man Rob Fatone, and myself, the true host of Matt Chat, I want to thank everybody who did listen, everybody who does listen, everybody who will listen. Oh, excuse me. And even those people who won't listen. People who will just talk about me and my co-host without knowing what they're talking about or what they're missing. I am Ace Diamond, the only relevant wrestling talk show host in the area, the only relevant wrestling talk show host on Blog Talk Radio. And everybody, keep your eyes and ears open, because big things are coming from myself and from this show. And big things are coming in the world of professional wrestling from Diamond Enterprises, because the rumors to the contrary, Diamond Enterprises isn't dead. We're just sleeping. And we're not very heavy sleepers. So for Fat Man Rob Fatone and myself and the two guests that I was supposed to have tonight who didn't call in, I'm Ace Diamond. Good night, everybody. We're out.